Joining us now in studio is the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue's brand new full-time fire chief, Tom Nelson, along with Paul Liebenstein from the Board of Directors. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I got to turn your microphone
on. Say we'll do it again. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, you know what? I was getting up and I was listening to you guys in the morning and I thought, you know, it would just be bad form for us to say, hey, you know, Jeff, you know, the fire department's closed today. You know, we can't. Can't make it in. You know, we're taking a snow day. Like we can't have the listeners. I knew if I turned on the radio that you guys would be here. You just make it in.
Yeah, that's what we do, and that's what you guys do. So you can't call in sick on a day like today. It's though, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could.
Or do the whole, you know, I'm going to do hybrid today. I think I'm just going to, I got some shoveling to do, so I'm just going to work from home.
There you go.
I was glad to see that Paul made it in from down on the south end of the district. I was going to give him a pass, but made it in from the farm. I appreciate him joining us.
Roads are out plowed.
Yeah, everybody's been out plowing it. It looked really good coming in, so might be a little different once the wind picks up.
We're not going to talk about when we were in school. They wouldn't have called it off. We could fill the whole time then if we did that.
Let's talk about fires and rescues and things like that, because that's what you guys do.
So
you have a, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you kind of stole the thunder right away when you. We do have a new full time fire chief, or we will in starting. When is it? The end of January.
Yep,
February 1, and we took the interim off of Tom Nelson, and he will be our full time fire chief. So he will be the first full time fire chief that we've had.
Did you have a lot of applicants for that
job? They wanted to get the best person they could. They couldn't get him, so they ended up with me.
Okay. Process of elimination. Day out. Tom, let's talk to you a little bit about that. First of all, you are the interim, or you have been and you still are, I guess, the interim chief, and you will be until February the 1st. Have you spent the last year identifying some things you would like to do, some goals that you have moving forward?
Yeah, the beginning of the interim period, one of the key things that I wanted to do was help build a command staff and broaden it and bring in more people that would be responsible for certain areas of responsibility. And so that ended up in April 1, we had Sean Simonson in place as assistant chief, and his focus is data and technology, because that's a key thing of what we need. And we have a lot of data, but we haven't had a lot of good ways of bringing it out to learn from it. And so reporting, trending, all those kind of things are really key for fire departments now to know who your customer is, if you want to say it that way, where you're going, what you need to work on, and to make sure that we get as much information to the firefighters going out to the call so they know what they're going to be up against. Jesse Faust is assistant chief for operations, and so he's taking care. He has training below him, and so works with Justin Rebelli, who's our training captain, to make sure that we're set up for good training for the coming year. They've been working on that. And then Sean Simonson also has Dean Erickson as the fleet captain under him, as well as Phil Growey, the rescue captain. And so Andrew Tussing also is under Jesse Faust. He's the deputy fire marshal for working with me to doing code enforcement in the coming year. So I really feel like we've got a great team built. And the biggest thing for me, every one of us has another job. And so it's been that what keeps you awake at night, and for me the past year has been feeling like I don't have my homework done or haven't written that paper, because there's so many things that I wanted to get done during the interim period. And so there's a lot of times, and Paul can attest to that, where they would say, where are you at with this thing? And I'd say, I haven't had the hours in the day, because we all have full-time jobs. So that's at least getting us kicked off the ground for 23.
Let's talk about what you've experienced here for the past year or so. Firefighting is probably not like it was back in the 80s when you started, in that from an administrative standpoint, you've got new codes you have to know, new ways of doing things. You've got paperwork and stuff that you have to do. Have you been surprised by any of that? Is that?
Yeah, and a lot of what I've been trying to do with the team is to, we've had an amazing, and still do have an amazing, Joint Powers Board. Paul as the chair, and Glenn Castor from the township have been there since basically the inception of NAFRS. And there's been plenty of people before them, both on the city-appointed side and on the rural side and on the Dundas side, that have helped us get to where we are. And so some of that stuff has been to pull back some of those administrative functions to be able to have those done by Charlene Fossum Hamlin, who's our admin assistant. I still call her Charlene Fossum because we went to Greenville School together. she and I have been working in lockstep to try to pull some of that stuff back. There's so much stuff with OSHA and other required trainings that they weren't there when I first got on. And bloodborne pathogens and, making sure you know when you're exposed, what to do. There's just a ton more regulations and things that we have to be thinking about. My focus really in the coming year is what I've said a lot is don't break what's working. And so most of that is on the stuff that's working really well is operational. Getting people to the calls, getting people and, getting the trucks out and meeting the needs of our larger community. There's other things in the sense of like I said, about data. We've got, things coming up in 23 are like we're going to be seeing all new semaphore lights in Northfield and Dundas in this coming spring and summer, that are going to have the little things on the top that you've seen in other cities that the rigs have strobe lights on them that are specially designed, and that will help get vehicles through intersections. And so the police department has already put them in on their whole fleet. And so that's one of the things that we're going to need to do over the winter is get those retrofitted. And a lot of that work we're going to do with our own staff. We've got a lot of good people that can help do that. So we'll get that set up. I want to get computers in the trucks that is similar to what the law enforcement use. So when you're going, you can see, this is where I'm going. This is where the Knox box is. This is where the fire department connection is. This is the door. Get as much information so that when you jump in the truck, you know what you're doing. That's something where, especially being paid on call, where not everyone has been to every building in town, to be able to say, this is what's going on. And so those are some things that are going to bring a lot of that data. But they're big projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be talking about a lot of those over the course of the next 12 months or so. So we'll kind of end that part of it right there. Let's talk about 2022. You have every time you have the end of the year, you have some board members leaving and some new ones coming on. Do we know what that situation is looking like for this year?
Yeah, we got one short-timer for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. show of hands, please. Yeah, there he is.
This will be my last time with you, Jeff. So,
well, thank you very much for your service for Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Now, are you going to be off the board altogether or just as the chair?
No, I'm going to be off the board altogether. I've been on the rural, I think it's going on 25 years, I think. It's time to let somebody else do it. So I've really enjoyed getting to know the firefighters and whatnot. We are so blessed in this community to have such dedicated people who are willing to drop whatever they are doing and come running when people need help. And it was an honor to get to know these and get these people and get an inside look at how things go. It's a lot more, there's a lot to running the fire department. And a lot of times my the truck committee was kind of my baby when I first got on there, or that's how I felt. And it was made up of all firemen and myself. And my idea there was, if I keep my mouth shut, I just might learn something about this. And so, and I have learned a lot, and how well, and I will miss that. And every time I drive by, I'll be kind of wondering what they're going to do, or what they're doing, and what equipment they've got. So, yeah.
So, you know, what does a chairman emeritus do to this? Are you going to stay involved at all? I don't know if there's any activities with the department that you could be involved in if you're not actually on it, but is will you keep in touch?
Well, I'll always be a supporter, and probably go to any the open houses and things that they have in the community, and I don't know, just kind of continue to support them and spread the word on what they do and whatnot. So,
all right.
The Rural Fire Board has always been such a supporter of the department in general, and any event we've had, whether it's open house or behind for Defeated Jesse James Days or anything, Glenn Castor and Paul Liebenstein were always there. Jerry Anderson was always there, a huge supporter, and that's one I really want to give a shout out to, Jerry, because he retired this year. It was just getting too much for him, and he needed to really focus on getting better, which he's really doing with some health things. And Mike Fox is the new administrator from the Rural Board. But they're just such a solid group. Again, most of them we've known. I mean, again, they're all from, most of them grew up here. And so there's a lot of us that were all in it together. And it's important to have that context, especially if you're working through change. The Rural Board this past year, and a lot of the members of the Joint Powers Board, there was a lot of things we had to work through this year to get to the point we're at. And I feel like we're all collectively in lockstep moving ahead, and we couldn't have done it without the strong board that we have. Like I said, Mike Fox has taken over for Jerry Anderson. Glenn Schweitzer and Janelle Teppin from Dundas are the reps on our board. Counselors Jamie Reister, Brad Ness are on the board, and they are continuing.
I think so.
Todd Edwardson and Stephen Bulldog were Northfield reps appointed by the mayor, and so their terms are done. But I'm really excited because Charlene Fossum Hamlin and I were talking about, the mayor said months ago, who could we get that the mayor that would be willing to be a Northfield appointee? And so Charlene brought up Jody Adams Lawson, and I use her maiden name like I do Charlene Fossum, because Jody Adams is Jerry and Carlene's Adams from Dundas Firehouse Liquor. She was born in the district, grew up in Dundas, works at Merchants Bank, and basically worked her way up from teller to a VP, and so she's going to be a great addition to the board. So she went through the application process with Mayor Pownell, along with Mike Stowe, who is, again, another high school classmate that was on the fire department for 20 years and retired about 10 years ago. And so he works for Post, and he threw his hat in. And Mike, I've known him basically most of my life, but he is super pragmatic, super sharp. So I'm really excited to have both Jody and Mike Stowe on our board for Northfield Reps.
All right. Well, looking forward to a good 2023. Gentlemen, is there anything we haven't talked about yet you'd like to bring up?
Just a shout out to Police Chief Mark Elliott and Northfield EMS Director Brian Edwards, who are ex officios on our board, for bringing a lot of perspective in that through this process. And then Ben Martig and Janelle Teppin, as I mentioned, both the city administrator of Northfield and Dundas respectively, have been really great for me, as well as Glenn Castor, of helping manage this transition. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really happy we have a solid board.
Well, welcome back to town on a full-time
That's
basis.
Right.
You can resume being a townie.
There you go. Yes.
And Paul, once again, thank you for your service for 25 years. Yeah. It's much appreciated. That is going to do it for this interview. Once again, you can find it online, kymnradio.net. Just go to our website if you missed it or like to recapture all the glory. It's all right there on our website.